Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Is a former WWE champion about to step in the ring with Cody? We'll talk about it in a sec. Plus, some wild reactions from AEW Stadium Stampede. And The Undertaker has some wild reactions to this.
You're a dead man, Ramsey.
No wonder you guys never talk.
For Friday, May the 29th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
I'm about to cut a schedule like no wrestler before. It is official. In this moment, I will stand out here every week for the AEW TNT Championship. This is an open challenge.
Woo, woo, woo. You know it.
The artist formerly known as Zack Ryder, Matt Cardona, has been in the news this week. Starting to do more interviews now is Matt to open up a little bit about his plans for life outside of WWE. He had a great chat with Chris Van Vliet, friend of Cultaholic, about what he's got coming up. And he has officially said that Zack Ryder is done. He has no plans to bring back that character. He's looking to try something very new. One of those things that he could be trying is possibly to do with the AEW TNT Championship. So Cody on Dynamite this week put it out there to the world that every week on Dynamite, he's going to put out an open challenge for the TNT Championship, about to really pick up the pace in terms of work ethic. Every week, defending that TNT title against somebody brand new. Upon reacting to this, Matt Cardona put out the tweet that just said, open challenge, dot, 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 and then two eyes staring off to the left. Hinting, of course, that Matt Cardona could be one of those guys that steps into the ring with Cody, not with Zack Ryder, that'd be weird, with Cody for the AEW TNT Championship. Could he legally do this? Well, WWE currently has 90-day no-compete clauses for all its main roster stars, so whilst he's free to talk to the press about plans going forward and make videos to rebuild characters, we've seen a lot of stuff on ProWrestlingTees.com from Matt Cardona, and whilst all this is going on, he obviously can't wrestle until that no-compete is up. Providing that Cody Rhodes is still the TNT champion by the time we get to the end of that no-compete, that could very well be a thing that happens. Incidentally, there is one wrestling ring outside of WWE that Matt Cardona will be in the next month or so, and that is the Retromania wrestling ring. This is the WrestleFest-inspired video game that comes out in July, and you'll be able to play as Matt Cardona in the game. What a cracking little deal that was signed just as he was coming away from WWE. The artist formerly known as Zack Ryder going to be playable in Retromania in July.
Being here today, being part of the WWE family, is to me the realization of my childhood dream. And ladies and gentlemen, that is what is before every one of the 16 competitors who have been chosen specifically for this inaugural tournament. Now, when I was in the ring, I couldn't have imagined having this opportunity. I mean, think about it. Live on WWE Network, on a global stage, the opportunity in 2 nights to make history and become crowned the very first WWE United Kingdom champion. It's a huge deal, and like I said, I could not be happier to be here today and to be part of it.
That is the voice of Nigel McGuinness. I feel like I have to tell you that because you may not have heard it in quite some time. He's been conspicuous by his absence on WWE TV, has Nige, and we understand the reason now, thanks to Dave Meltzer and the Wrestling Observer. The reason that Nigel McGuinness hasn't been around, according to the Observer, is that he was one of the people furloughed during all of the cuts. That is why Nigel McGuinness hasn't been a part of NXT, and this hasn't been made public by Nigel or the company yet. It's, as Dave goes on to say, it's ironic since he was the best analyst of all of the commentators. Very true. He hasn't been on TV since April, when the pandemic forced WWE to have shows with no fans and a stripped back crew. The NXT commentator's seat kind of became a bit of a game of hot potato with who was around. Tom Phillips and Byron Saxton did a little bit of the heavy lifting near the beginning. And it seems like recently they've kind of got into a groove now with Tom Phillips being, or Byron Saxton being set up in NXT, in the Performance Center, whereas Mauro Ranallo and Beth Phoenix seemingly doing the show via a Zoom call with inputs from Tom Phillips and Byron Saxton. NXT UK, meanwhile, where Nigel works alongside Andy Shepherd, has been showing a lot of best ofs since the pandemic. Last night's one featured loads of hidden gems with an NXT UK versus NXT theme. There was a dark match main event that pitted the Street Profits and Matt Riddle against Joseph Connors and the Grizzled Young Veterans. That is worth your time. But the dulcet tones of Nigel are very much missed, and hopefully when all this blows over, we will see and hear Nigel McGuinness back at NXT.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
New Japan parent company Bushiroad has announced that due to the losses from the pandemic, directors of Bushiroad and their group companies are taking a pay cut from 15% to 95%, depending on the person, for the five-month period covering May all the way through to September. Every company in the group will have to cut expenses, mainly in advertising, promotion, and through all other facets of the company as well. Employee salaries and bonuses are also going to be cut to. New Japan Pro Wrestling looking to start live events as soon as they are allowed to have fans attend shows. If not, they will look to do empty arena shows first. This is something that Tanahashi, veteran performer for New Japan, is pretty opposed to, as he revealed in an interview with Sports Illustrated this week. But we'll see how things pan out for those guys. Meanwhile, All Japan have announced in a press conference that they are running their annual Champion Carnival tournament in September. It was originally supposed to run from April the 6th through till May the 5th, and it was cancelled just days before as a result of, yep, you guessed it, the pandemic. But now it's been moved to later in the year, where things should start to get back to normal. Of course, as a result of travel bans, Joel Redman, Lucas Steele, and Davey Boy Smith Jr., who were slated for the tournament, are now removed from the tournament. It looks as if it's going to be an entirely Japanese wrestler tournament this particular year. This news all coming as Japan has lifted its state of emergency in recent days, most notably in Tokyo. A lot of promotions are now able to hold events with no fans in attendance starting on June the 19th, and come sort of July and August, there is hopes that we'll get to a point where more crowds can be let in. The Stadium Stampede match, less than a week removed from this spectacle. And the opinion across the wrestling board has been rather divided from many people. We'll get to one of the more divisive opinions in just a moment. But talking about the match itself, Chris Jericho was interviewed on Talking Shop with Comic Book and said they were taping that match until 5 a.m., and it was one of the longest times they'd ever spent putting a match together. "We filmed a movie over the course of 12 hours, said Chris Jericho. "We filmed it overnight. It took 12 hours to film, and we spent the next morning basically editing it all together. But when it was done, it was one of the best things I've ever been involved with in 30 years. Extremely happy with the Stadium Stampede," was Chris Jericho. Not so much so Jim Cornette, who was very outspoken about the Stadium Stampede match on his podcast, saying, "I will never watch this effing S again. F all of you. I'm ashamed of Matt Hardy. I'm ashamed of Tony Schiavone. I'm ashamed of Jim Ross for not walking out on this. I'm ashamed of everybody involved in it. And it's the last time I'll be effing watching this horse S. And Tony Khan can take his sports-based presentation and shove it up his effing ass. They're all effing morons for doing this. I'm disappointed in all of them. I don't want to see them personally again because I'd have to tell them. I don't want to see them personally again because I don't want to see anybody in this ever again." So that's Cornette's thoughts on the matter. Chris Jericho addressed Cornette's thoughts on Busted Open Radio, saying, "There's some people that are burying this match. Jim Cornette hated it. If you don't like this match, you don't have a soul, because this was one of the most entertaining things that you can see. Cornette booked a segment where I put his face in a cake in 1994. This is the 2020 version of sticking somebody's face in a cake. This is the style of wrestling that I love. We have everything in there. If you didn't like that, then you don't like wrestling, because this is what is the essence of wrestling, which is entertainment, but all sides of the coin. I was very proud of it. And like I said, one of my favorite things I have ever done." What's next for Chris Jericho, though? Well, he was discussing with Digital Spy, he's really done the media round this week, his pull-apart brawl with Mike Tyson from Dynamite. He said, "It's amazing. We had such a chaotic night, and I think it was a great way to reintroduce Mike and have some insanity on the show. It was totally wild and woolly. It just shows that now more than ever, Iron Mike Tyson is someone who's very buzzworthy." And he was asked the question whether or not he would... whether Tyson could put on a great wrestling match. Jericho said, "It's not up to him, that's up to me. Of course he's capable. Wrestling is all shapes and sizes, and there's a lot of different ways to do it. So, if he's agreeable in doing something with us, then we work to his strengths and eliminate his weaknesses. And that is what wrestling is all about." Staying with Cinematic Fantastic Wrestling, Fightful Selects are reporting that a major match from NXT TakeOver In Your House has already been recorded. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful Select is reporting that WWE is filming the contest between Velveteen Dream and Adam Cole for the NXT title throughout the night, and the roster for NXT were asked to carpool there. Their cars will surround a ring that is placed on the filming set behind Full Sail University. Thus, the match won't take place live. But with cars surrounding the ring, it should be quite the intriguing spectacle. Maybe it's a drive-in match. Like they set it up like it's a drive-in. An update on Phoenix from AEW. It looks as if, according to Bodyslam.net, that we won't see Phoenix for a couple more weeks. He was not in Jacksonville for Dynamite Live, so therefore he wasn't there following day to tape next week's show. We understand that Phoenix traveled back home to take care of a personal matter and heal up, so maybe a couple more weeks before we see Phoenix back on AEW television. They're also holding off on AEW's in-ring debut for FTR. Whilst we understand from Bodyslam.net that Cash and Dax are present at this week's Dynamite tapings. Obviously, we saw them at the live one, and they were there for the following day as well. They're not working in ring, but they are doing some pre-tapes. So expect them to appear in some segments or some interviews on next week's show. I reckon they'll hold off until they're back in front of a proper live crowd before they make the big debut of FTR. That seems to be the case. Some Ring of Honor news now. Big news, in fact, if you are part of the honor roll for Ring of Honor. They are releasing a brand new incentive called Fresh 50 Fridays, where they are going to be dropping 50 matches from the archive every single Friday. 50 matches! Some big ones this week's release, including Brian Danielson and Samoa Joe teaming up against Kenta and Marufuji. Brian Danielson and Roderick Strong for the ROH world title, and pure champion Nigel McGuinness versus Claudio Castagnoli. McGuinness versus Cesaro. Sticking with Ring of Honor, they have announced a multi-year deal for Flip Gordon. This is broken by the Wrestling Observer newsletter. That's quite notable, actually, because we got the impression that Flip would head over to AEW to be with his Elite teammates, but it looks as if he's sticking around in AE, sticking around in ROH with Marty Scurll. PCO has talked about some of Ring of Honor's big plans to run a 20,000-seat arena with the National Wrestling Alliance. This comes from Ringsiders Wrestling Podcast. PCO says, it's funny you mentioned the plan. The first match where I was supposed to go against Aldis for the NWA World title in Montreal in Canada, something happened. Ring of Honor didn't want it to happen, kind of didn't want it to happen, or didn't, I don't know. Anyway, we lost our relationship at one point with the NWA, and when Marty signed, Marty's a good friend of Nick, so that relationship's coming back. It'd be awesome to get a title match against Nick. When I was the champ, I did so many talk shows back home where Ring of Honor was not known that much. And we were about to sell out 20,000 tickets. For me, it was going to be the next All In. It was going to be a massive night at the Montreal Bell Centre in a sold-out arena. The stars were aligned, but that maybe it could happen with the NWA title. Maybe it's still going to happen. It might happen in Atlanta first. It very well might happen. I don't know. There were certain plans to run this show, but obviously, as we've said there, they didn't pan out. But you never say never. You certainly see there is some stronger bonds being formed with Ring of Honor and other companies, notably AEW and NWA. So that 20,000-seat arena show that PCO talked about could still very much be a thing. Talking of NWA, they have put out a trademark for Carnyland. So if you've been following NWA Power during the pandemic, there's been no shows running, but they have been putting on some rather interesting online content, including this sort of psychedelic skit-based show, Carnyland. And it looks as if they've got big plans to do more with it because they've now trademarked the name. If you've not seen it yet, it's loads of stories and skits from stars of NWA and a few special guests like what's this name here? Oh, Cultaholics Tom Campbell. Ah, yeah. I was in an episode of Carnyland. Under that banner for Carnyland as well, they've released the Eli Drake Show, which is a chat show featuring Eli Drake just shooting the breeze, and Inside the NWA, which is a series of conversations with NWA stars. There's a great one with Eddie Kingston that you can watch right now that really says a lot about sort of the journey that Kingston has been on. An update on Tracy Smothers. He's been battling cancer since the start of the year, possibly even sooner, earlier than that. He was on VOC and he said, I'm doing better. Complicated six rounds of chemo, completed six rounds of chemo rather. So that was just a battle. I've been done with that for a little bit. I'm just trying to stay in with this pandemic going on. My immune system is still kind of low, so I have to watch it. I have a checkup on Thursday to see what's going on. I'm just kind of laying low and hoping things will get back to normal. We send nothing but our love and all the very best. Dub X Dub is coming back. Germany is kicking off the return of European professional wrestling. In a press release from WXW, they say, the first football promotion to return has been the German Bundesliga. Still comes as a surprise that the first non-major wrestling promotion to return is from Germany as well. Westside Extreme Wrestling have been around since 2000 and they've announced a brand new show called WXW Shotgun 2020. 10 episodes of Dub X Dub Shotgun 2020. 2020 have been produced. These are episodic sort of television shows with storytelling for in the form of matches and backstage segments, like a little 10-part series. It has English versions and a German native version as well, both being released via WXW Now every Friday at 8 p.m. German time. If you're subscribed to WXW Now, then you're in for a treat when that drops a little bit later on today. We send our congratulations to WWE's JoJo and Bray Wyatt. They have welcomed the birth of their second child together. They made the announcement on social media and introduced the world to Hairi Von Rotunda, the second of their children. It's wonderful that Nash 6 Rotunda, who arrived in May of last year, now has a sibling. I don't know when we will see either JoJo or Bray back on TV. Maternity and paternity leave now, innit? Just think about this, right? If he is ever to go into self-employment, if they're ever to go into self-employment, these kids, they're sorted, because granddad's a tax man.
You're a dead man, Ramsey.
No wonder you guys never talk.
When it comes to intergalactic confrontation, no one can beat Chef Ramsay.
Excellent work, Ramsay.
So what's next?
Why don't you try relaxing?
But now, he's about to land in a place even he isn't prepared for. Suburbia.
Get to know the locals. Blend in.
How do you know which ones are the right ones?
You have to squeeze it a bit.
Wow. I found a good one.
Here, they have strange ways of fighting.
You got any idea what we're gonna do to you?
Let me guess. You're gonna pound my face.
What are you, nuts? It's the 90s. We're gonna sue you.
They have bizarre means of protection.
Stand back. You are too close. Back off now. No, please, wait. Let's talk about this. No.
There are dangers he's never seen.
Oh! My mom could stand longer than that.
And enemies he's never known.
I hate suburbia.
So you'd better not fake him out.
Must be a K7 force field. I'll break you out of there. Glad I could help.
Or take him on. For Hulk Hogan, it's no game. It's war.
Do you belong to some kind of army? Or you just go around doing good like some kind of superhero?
Hulk Hogan, Christopher Lloyd.
I was frozen today.
Suburban Commando.
My cat. My cat.
That's not my cat.
Oh.
And finally, let's talk about Suburban Commando. Do you remember the movie where Hulk Hogan was fighting space aliens? Peter Rosenberg on the Cheap Heat podcast was interviewing The Undertaker. Taker's doing the rounds at the moment, isn't he? Promoting his docuseries, The Last Ride. And he talked about Suburban Commando, the story of which is quite intriguing. It says The Undertaker had a meeting with Vince McMahon, Bruce Pritchard, J.J. Dillon and Pat Patterson about joining WWF a long time ago, only for the meeting to end with Vince McMahon saying they didn't have anything for him at the time. So Mark Calloway went away, but got a phone call a few weeks later from someone in the company saying that Hogan was going to be filming a movie in LA, and they wanted him to audition for a part. And lo and behold, The Undertaker ended up making his movie debut in Suburban Commando. Undertaker was asked what he thought of the film, and he responded with, "Worst movie ever. It was awful. Truly, truly awful." I'm gutted. I have already suggested to Ross Tweddle, by the way, that our next movie watch-along be Suburban Commando. Don't tell him that I've told you that. It's top secret. That'll do it for your Cultaholic Wrestling news for today. Check out our Cultaholic YouTube channel later on today for the latest episode of the Cultaholic Wrestling podcast, as Matthew Gregg, Jack the Jobber and Ross Tweddle put the world of wrestling to rights, induct something or someone new into the Hall of Fame, and deal with some of your big questions of the week and your Reese's Pieces as well. That's on the podcast feed over the weekend, but it's on the YouTube channel early if you want to check it out early. That's it for me for today. I'm off next week. for a couple of days. You will get a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic Raw Review tomorrow with myself and Justin Henry. But then no news podcast for a couple of days after that, and then we kick back into it on Thursday. So I will take this moment to say thank you for your continued love and support in downloading these podcasts. Have yourself a safe few days. I will speak to you on Thursday. I love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.